Consider the lilies. You've heard me tell you time and time again about the absolute importance of developing a spiritual root to your own life, about the necessity of growing mentally, physically, and spiritually every day of your life, and about always keeping the most important things in your life important. In terms of the priorities you set as to how you live and how you conduct your life. You see, dear friends, if you don't build the right foundation upon which you attempt to construct your own life, raise a family, operate your own business, or build a successful lifestyle, then things are just not going to happen well for you. Everyone has to start at the beginning, even if they would rather not. No matter if you are pretty or ugly, wealthy or poor, or privileged or destitute, everyone starts at their own birth, their own beginning, with nothing more than a smile or a cry. Life can quickly get busy and complicated in what seems like no time at all. Life can rapidly get highly confusing unless you make the wise and proper life decisions. There is no need to be stupid on purpose. God's little instruction book, the Holy Bible, lays everything out that a person needs to know if they truly desire to live a full and blessed life, filled with joy and happiness. Now, whenever you read the Holy Scriptures, you must do so keeping in mind all of the cross-references discussed in detail in the other books of the Bible that apply to what you are reading in the particular part of the Bible that you are currently studying. God gives lots of clues in other books of the Bible to clarify what he is telling you in the part you are presently reading and studying. Search for these clues. As you read God's Word, ponder what is being said. Think about it as you live your life and find ways to implement what you have read as you interact with other people. God has engineered you for success. You have been designed to achieve greatness. Never sell yourself short. Stand up and be counted. Be responsible and be accountable to yourself and to others for all that you think, speak, and do. Permit me to share with you a biblical experience as described in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, that will better explain what I'm trying to tell you. A person should never worry about the things in life about which he cannot have any input or control. We are never to worry about governing and controlling those things that we don't have power to control or to change. Worrying over things that we do not have the ability to control is a complete waste of time and resources. But worst of all, worrying about things that are not really important is the biggest waste of our own time and money. A story, please. Once Jesus Christ came to visit the home of Mary and Martha. Martha was a very loving and serving woman who let too much of the unimportant things and insignificant events in life interrupt the important things. Martha was so busy in the kitchen with the dishes and the food and the house and the clothes that she actually thought she had no time to come out of the house to talk with and fellowship with Jesus. She was so concerned about the things that she had no time for people, so concerned about her house that she had no time for God. Seeing how out of control Martha was with the unimportant things of life, Jesus said, "O Martha, you are so concerned about so many things, so very many things, and only one thing is really needed, and that is God." Jesus makes this point very clear in the Sermon on the Mount, as he discusses in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6, New King James Version. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." There you have it, the formula for fulfillment, the key to contentment, the secret of satisfaction. Do you understand? I certainly hope that you do. Jesus laid it all out in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 34, New King James Version. "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." The feeling of real fulfillment is in finding faith. Most of you understand and know that. You have felt the throb of God in your own heart. You have prayed to Him and even felt His presence. And these great spiritual experiences are indeed real. No wonder they truly satisfy and fill your every need. If you truly do believe in God and his total sovereignty over all that is on this earth and over your own life, then there really is no further need for you to worry about anything. God's greatest blessings to all of you.